Now, and I'll tell you the main I'll tell you the main reason why an Article 5 amendment convention is not going to happen now. And this is the primary reason. Now, I believe back in 2010 that when we proposed it, that there was an opportunity because the state of Arizona had the Compact for America. Y'all remember that? CFA. The CFA was an honest, good faith effort to try and get, because the first Article 5 Amendment Convention item would have been what? The BBA, a Balanced Budget Amendment. And since everyone's going, you can't have a balanced budget, you can't do that, the federal government has to have the ability to borrow, blah, 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 blah. All that was addressed in the Compact for America's BBA. That actually had a chance. The convention could have been in Kansas. I think it was going to be in Kansas. It's either Kansas City or St. Louis. I don't know. It's been 12 years. I don't have all my memories. But it would have sailed through. 38 states would have voted yes, because everyone wants to pretend like they're for fiscal sanity, right? Everyone wants to pretend like I am a good steward of the public purse. No, you're not. It had a chance. It would have worked. As a matter of fact, I was on the board. Gutzman got me on the board of the CFA. But Gutzman was on the board, Professor Gutzman. That entity does not exist any longer, and there's no one that's serious about it. Look, Ms. O'Connor, did you print the story, or were you just telling me when we were doing our show prep bonding this morning? How big is the debt this year? How big is the deficit? How big is the deficit? You were saying something about the debt and the deficit. Well, no, it was this morning. Okay, you were reiterating the story. And in any event, okay, do you remember what it was? Because the number, you can't even, the debt already for this year is at $4 trillion?
At an all-time high of $1.7 trillion for the first 6 months of the budget year. So it's nearly double the previous record.
Okay.
So they're saying
that's for the first 6 months.
Just hit the
oh, yeah, you're going to hit $4 trillion. It's going to be $4 trillion. I've seen the number. It's going to be $4 trillion. That's before the Biden regime leader turns loose the raving sodomite punk Babadook Buttigieg with $2 trillion and everything is infrastructure bribe. What would the BBA have to say about the corona hoax? Had the BBA been passed back in 2010, 2011, when it had a real shot to actually be passed, you know, it would take a two-third vote of the legislatures. It would take a majority vote and two-thirds of the legislatures to ask Congress to spend more money than they were taking in. That's what it would have taken. Now, maybe with the corona doom, you might have gotten that done, but it would have been a temporary thing, you would think. There is no possibility that the balance, when I keep saying BBA, balanced budget amendment, there is no possibility that the BBA is even going to get a hearing in any state in the land. It's not going to happen. And by the by, all those states out there, including my state of Louisiana, are all drunk on porculus, succubus, COVID, corona hoax, corona doom spending. So much so they're looking for more. There was a thread on Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter yesterday. And a gentleman had tagged me in it. I'll see if I can find it on my Twitter feed here. The guy had sent I know what it was. It was a St. Joan of Arc lady. The guy had said, here it is, St. Joan's Holy Banner of War. Okay, here it is. (Clears throat) Medical establishment scared parents into over-vaccinating our children. He was talking about the 1980s. Children couldn't afford, couldn't attend school or play organized sports unless we complied. You remember this? Reluctant parents are intimidated into compliance. Pediatricians and the CDC put dollars over children. Millions of children are vaccine injured. That's right. Millions are now, what do you call it? The autism spectrum, right? Many are now at level 3 and 4 and 5 on the autism spectrum. That number grows. Watch the movie Vaxxed from Del Bigtree. That number is going to get to somewhere around 1 out of every 12 and then 1 out of every 8 American males born who are triple MMR vaccinated within a certain period of time are going to become absolutely useless for the rest of their life. Now, I don't mean that to insult anyone or depress anyone that has an autistic child and say that they're useless. I mean useless as in the utilitarian American system of producing profits and things that you don't really need, but we're going to make them anyway because we need profits. But it does do physical and mental damage to them. This is undeniable. The term autism didn't even exist until it had to be coined in the 1970s. So as I told St. Joan's Holy Banner of War, as we begin to discuss these things, folks, there's a lot of stuff that's on the table you people aren't thinking about. So I told St. Joan, ma'am, it wasn't the demons at CDC. It was Congress that granted blanket vax immunity, signed into law by President Reagan. And aided and abetted by every state legislature and legislator in the United States who all voted, all 50 of them, for mandatory vax laws. Every state in the union has a mandatory MMR schedule vaccine law. Only 15 states, I looked this up, the link's right there in the tweet, and that's this year's accounting. Only 15 states grant moral objections. If you don't want to do the MMR or any of the other vaccine schedule, only 15 states will let you actually control what goes into your own child's body. What do you think these lunatics are now going to do with the corona hoax? All this talk about we're going to have mandatory vaccines and vaccine passports and this and that and the other. Maybe the people getting sick from the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca virus, maybe that's God going like, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you just mow down 2 billion innocent souls. Gates and the rest of you. But ladies and gentlemen, understand, if I may be talking to some people right now. Were you a member of a state legislature in the 1980s? Did you vote against mandatory vax laws? Did you? Have you brought them back up now recently here? Because there are nutbags out there, diabolical, demon-inspired lunatics that are running around right now and that want mandatory corona doom vax laws. Even though the evidence just continues to mount that the corona doom, that the quote, vaccines, close quote, they're not vaccines at all. They're Theraflu at $200 a pop. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always on later. At CrusadeChannel.com is a portion of the program brought to you by the UponTheseRocks.co Congress. You guys and gals, we're getting down. We're down below 20 delegate seats available now. You should be crawling over one another to get one of those final 20 seats. And when it fills up, I'm not kidding. That room will only hold 75. When it fills up, it's over. You're not coming this year. And if you are, well, then you hang out outside. Go to uponthesrocks.co. Uponthesrocks.co. What's stupid? So back to Father McTeague and where I started this morning, when I'm just supposed to get to the facts on this stuff. Well, that's a fact. If you're a state legislator, and I know there's a few that listen, not that you could do anything about it, because you're not going to get anyone to side with you on this. The state has no business ordering and compelling people into medical treatments. That is the antithesis of Christendom. That is the antithesis of this is the land of the free and the mobile home of the brave. USA, USA. No, it's not. I think that picture in the chat room is a fake. You think that I saw it yesterday. It looks staged to me. Okay, so this is literally, okay, crusadechannel.com/chat, look at the picture, because people like getting pictures. This is a family, apparently a mom, a dad, and a child. Mom and the dad are hugging the child with a sheet of clear cellophane, visqueen as they call it, painter's cloth, thrown over them, head to toe. They're standing on it to make sure no corona doom can get through. And there's Grandma sharing a moment with her children. That's Briggs. No, that's Briggs's comment. Although the child later suffocated on the plastic, the family was grateful he didn't die of corona doom, said the cops. Yeah, and there's another one in there. An elderly couple with double masks on and a sheet of visqueen between them with gloves on all the way up to their shoulders. Now, we're not talking just hand gloves. We're talking gloves that start at the tip of your middle finger, go all the way to your underarms. Who are sharing a nose rub through the visqueen.
It's an actual nursing home. That's how they are allowing visitation.
I'm with you, Mrs. O'Connell. I'm done with any act of charity for the. I was done a year ago. I'm done with any act of charity for you useful idiots, because you're going to get all of us killed.